Okay, so it's a Saturday lunchtime, and I am up at Broadfields, and it is a relaunch of the Broadfields Residents Association, and also I think tying in very, very well with that. It's a nice bit of synergy going off. Some experimentation and looking forward to hopefully some youth facilities up here in the top half of the town. So I need to find out a bit more as to what the occasion is all about, what's being organised, what can we look forward to ahead. Very kindly got some time with Councillor Mark Corry, who is the Borough Councillor representative here for the Cross Ward and a member of the Lib Dem Party. So Mark, so what is really the occasion here today? What's happening and what is the future for this area?
Well, this is the Henrietta Youth Event, as we called it, because we are at Henrietta Close, at the council land at the back of Henrietta Close. Not many people know that it is council land and can be utilised for the public and hopefully for young people. I live very close by, only 100 yards away, really, and I'm here with Margaret Currell and Sanchia Nash, Margaret representing the Broadfields Residents Association that we hope to relaunch today, and Sanchia and Chris and others from the youth club down the bottom, the hub, who are helping because of they are the representatives of the young people in Wivenhoe and they're good at running facilities for young people. We thought they could come along and work with us here. The idea is to, one, provide a consultation with young people here today that we've brought along and invited along to look at youth facilities that we could put here, play equipment, sort of a multi-use games area and lots of other things hopefully that they'll think are useful and would be very good to play on over here. Then we've also got the relaunch of BRA, the Broadfields Residents Association. It's a group that it's there to put forward views of residents, to think what do we need for the local area, what could we work together to achieve. We could get funding, they have done in the past, they've got funding to develop the Mead Way play area, and we hope to do the same, to get funding from local bodies and charitable organisations to fund facilities. We're not the council, we're not a formal organisation as such that would represent people in a democratic way, but we are there to come together as a group to try and just put forward ideas for facilities, and this is something we will work on, hopefully.
Okay, if we think a bit more about the young folk up here, and so if you lived up towards the cross, it does seem a bit of a gap between some of the facilities that the hub put on very, very well down towards the Philip Road Centre. Is what kind of demand or need is there for young people here, and what kind of age group are we talking?
Well, I mean, I live up here, but I help run the youth club down the bottom just because the facilities were down there at the bottom. There isn't enough here. There isn't a community centre that we could run it, the youth club, from. We do have quite a few young families. There's a real mix up the top end of older residents and younger families. And we needed a younger play area at Meadway, revamping. We did that. And now we see that we've got older kids who have no facilities to play on unless they go down the bottom. So there is the need there. There are young people around. They haven't got enough to do. So it's providing with something legitimate for them to do, something decent. They can spend their time and energy on these facilities that we'd like to provide rather than maybe wandering the streets or doing anything else.
And practically, so funding is always an issue with absolutely everything from top down to the bottom. But practically, Mark, what are you looking at hopefully trying to obtain? What kind of facilities?
Well, there's sort of a play equipment, a multi-use games area where you could play basketball and football, maybe a zip wire type thing where you could swing along and have fun, other climbing activities, also potentially some of the outdoor gym equipment that could be used by adults as well, so it could be used by a wide range of people in the community. We do think we could be successful in getting funding. I have experience of getting funding, and I do sit on a body locally in Colchester that gives out funding to these kind of ideas, these kind of organisations who put forward projects like this. So I'm confident we can get funding. I'm also confident based on the funding we got for the Meadway play area, Margaret Currell and other people like Rachel Grant and Jane Long, who worked really hard for the Broadfields Residents Association about 4 years ago now to get that money from Veolia, Veolia Environmental Company. And I do think that that company were so impressed with the bid, they would be willing to give more money to this local community for more youth projects here. So I do think that could happen sometime soon.
And the second part of the occasion today, so with the relaunch of the Residents Association, I think from what I can see here, a lot of it is just local people that live close to each other having a chance to go outside and really meet and have a chat, and that's all the more, I think Wibbonow is all the better for that. But have they got any other more kind of definable concrete aims that they'd like to achieve?
Not yet, because it's organic. It's coming together now. We want residents to come together. As I said, it's not an overly formal organisation because they've got the council for that. But it's about residents coming together with just their own beliefs. It's organically we're going to think, what do we want? And we will get those aims. We'll get those shared aims once we sit down around the table. It's just about getting people together, standing up for their local community. I don't feel it's happened enough over the last sort of 10 to 15 years. We need to work out that we are all neighbours and we need to work together for the better of the whole community. Otherwise, we will see a lack of facilities or our current facilities run down. When councils and governments have less money these days, we need to work together. I don't like the phrase big society, but in a genuine sense, it is about the community coming together and working for itself.
And a final question, so as a point of reference, if people that live here locally up towards the top end of Wibbonhoe, if they want to get involved in both helping with the youth facilities or even just really getting in touch with the Broadfields Residents Association, what's a good contact point or where can they turn to?
Well, it's always best to contact myself or Margaret Currell. You can always contact me on my mobile number and my email address, which is on the council website or on any of my leaflets, or maybe on your blog as well, if you could put it on, Jason. So they can always contact me as a public figure, but also Margaret is someone who champions the cause of the Broadfields area. So we will also publicise the Broadfields Residents Association contact details once we get up and running.
OK, well, the sun is out. It's a glorious, glorious September day. The barbecue's on.
Yeah.
That's been very, very useful chat finding out more. I think we have other things, better things to be doing. So thank you to Mark Corrie for your time, and I wish the youth facilities and the Residents Association, yes, well in their future events.